Hi, thank you all for being here. I'm going to talk briefly about a very focused part of a project that we are working on. I'll back up just a little bit and tell you a little bit about it in a second. But this list of names is basically our whole project team. As she mentioned, I'm with UNC, and we're leading the evaluation component of a social marketing campaign to try to address a chlamydia problem in a low-resource county in North Carolina. Big mouthful. What it means is we had some great partners that knew that we had a resource that we could share, and they had another partner that could do something else, and so we all worked together to do something which launched actually very recently in September. So I'm going to lead you just again on one small part of this project, but if you have questions related to anything else, just raise your hand as we go. The whole point about what we're doing here is to hopefully make it replicable so that local health departments can use the methods, can take the same ideas, and use it for something that matters to them. So, yes, this is our team right here. Here's the disclosure. We don't have any relationships to disclose. And as I said before, chlamydia, I'm not a sexual health expert, but most people who do work in this area know that it's the most commonly reported sexually transmitted disease in the United States. And it was on the rise in the county that we're looking at. If you're familiar geographically with North Carolina, the two counties in the top part are the ones that we were looking at. This is a regional health department, a district health department, and I would be remiss to not acknowledge that the health director is in the room, so I have some backup on this in case I lose track of any data or I go in a different direction. So you have Granville County and you have Vance County. They're somewhat similar, but they're also different in their demographic makeup, and we decided to focus on Vance because the rate was a little bit higher there. We had a limited amount of resources, and we wanted to make a big impact. Just a little bit about Vance County. It had the third highest chlamydia rates. If you look at the numbers, you can see that 1 in 10 sexually active teens will test positive for chlamydia. Some of you may know that chlamydia doesn't necessarily have symptoms that go along with it, so we knew that some of them are going to get reinfected, and this is the rate for Vance County, was that 40% of those adults that come in would usually get infected from an untreated partner. Whole lot of stuff to unpack in that alone. In North Carolina, we only test at the state public health lab female tests that are sent in, so we're missing typically another part of the picture of people that are transmitting it sexually. So with this project, we wanted to increase awareness about chlamydia testing. So it was something that doesn't necessarily present with symptoms. The only way you're going to know about it is if you get tested. So that was our evidence-based piece to look at. We wanted to increase screening rates, and we wanted to move toward normalizing testing, touching on some of the issues with stigma earlier. We have a population that's at risk that's 15 to 24-year-olds. So you have youth who don't have a lot of resources and don't really know how to do this whole testing thing. So the first thing we thought about when we were approaching this project was, well, how are you going to measure what we have? And we knew that with all the tests that are being done at the health department, those tests are sent to the state public health laboratory. And the positive cases, so anyone who tests positive for chlamydia, those results go into our electronic disease surveillance database. So it's called NCES, and I'm sure every state has their own or some component of it. So this is the cool part about how you can do it in your own area. So we were able to think about, okay, so we can get this data somehow. It'd be de-identified. That was the first step. We knew we could get the data. Because the topic of this year's APHA conference, we were talking about the mapping component, and this is the cool part of it. With all of the NCS data that we got, there is for every case count, so remember, everyone who tests positive, there's a geospatial indicator or code for that person, so we could map where the infected person lives, and that sounds kind of crazy, but it's actually at a larger picture, so I'll show you that in a second. And are there any GIS experts in the room? Some might, cool. So yeah, I'll refer to you if we have any specific questions. I left my GIS expert back at UNC, so hopefully we're good on that. So the next step was to analyze and present that data to the health department, and this is focusing basically on the baseline data that we use because we just launched this campaign in September. I'll have a little bit of what we've done so far to show you at the end. But we wanted to look at, so we know chlamydia is a problem, right? We know that there's a big rate in our county, but where exactly, if you're going to use a social marketing campaign where you have posters and messages to get out into your community, how are you going to reach the people that would actually benefit the most from those messages? So we use that data to identify significant spatial clusters, core areas, and hotspots. Those are the cool terms. And for confidentiality, and reliability purposes, we didn't map anything that had fewer than 10 cases. So if it was 9 cases and lower in one of these geographic areas, we didn't map it because we wanted to make sure that we were protecting privacy specifically. But then also just the spread. When you have a small geographic area, you don't want to focus too much on that. Thinking specifically about the mapping, the biggest thing that came up to us as we walked through the project and we started talking about it in presentations or with partners was that we want to be leaders and not take the responsibility that we have lightly when you're working with this. So the ethical dilemma, I guess you could say, we wanted to balance the need for targeted marketing against the risk for stigma. So if you go into a neighborhood and you see all of these posters, like, asking about chlamydia or to get tested, like, does that do anything to your neighborhood or to the perceptions there? And do we risk portraying an association between certain groups and certain diseases? And then what about, remember earlier I said that we didn't map anyone that was 9 cases or fewer. Are we leaving them out? Like, perhaps, like, what makes them, it's just an interesting question. So we worked with that. The best paper I could find that if you do anything with ethics in your work, refer back to this because I thought it was really good and useful. It's Childress et al., 2002. Just Google it. He's at UVA, and he basically pulled all his buddies in. So you have Gostin, who leads the public health law piece, and a couple of other folks, and they put together this list of moral considerations for public health, that what we do should produce benefit, we should avoid harm, make sure that the benefit always outweighs the cost, like things that we talked about in all of our, you know, courses, right, in public health. The one that we wanted to focus on specifically was this protecting privacy and confidentiality. So we created maps, which I'm going to show you in just a second. And in these maps, we wanted to always ask ourselves, is there any way that someone could figure out, or is there any way that we would possibly give away a privacy or a level of trust with our people? Because we're doing good work. We want to make sure that we're maintaining that. So, and I think the answer differs by how you break down the maps. So what I'm going to show you, we have tracks, census tracks, right? And if you don't know what that means, basically the best way I can think about it is it's like a part of town. So you can think about like the north end of New Orleans or the south end. Block group, I guess you could talk about that, like a neighborhood. Like the French Quarter would be a block group. I'm not sure if it actually is, but if you think about it in concept, that's how you can think about it. And then a block is literally like the block I grew up on in my hometown. So what we saw with the data, and remember this is baseline data, we took the NCED's data from 2010 to 2013, and we mapped all of the cases for chlamydia. And it confirmed that actually if we focus on this one area of the county, which is a town, you're going to get the majority of your cases here, which is reaffirming that if you focus your efforts in this area, you're going to hopefully have an impact. This is the census block area, so the neighborhood map. This showed us that there is actually a difference in the spread of chlamydia throughout the area, that there's actually areas that are a bit more affected. And you could see that, and it's, you could probably reaffirm some thoughts that you have about where you live. Like, okay, so in the 15 to 24-year-old age range, maybe these are areas that are near community colleges or, you know, near schools. Now, get your psychedelic glasses ready. This is the block map that is so different from what you just saw. The reason we did it this way, you're not going to be able to get any information from it, but what I want you to take away is that those little darker red spots, this is a heat map, and basically what it shows is that there are a lot of cases happening. And again, this is 2010 to 2013. We know that some of them are repeat cases, so reinfections. But there's definitely something happening in these neighborhoods. And when you have staff, like, I don't know how many local health department folks we have here, but when we have a staff of 2, which actually should be a staff of 8 because one of them is a powerhouse and she's just incredibly dynamic and she does so much, they were able to look at these neighborhoods and focus in and say, like, this is where we're going to target and this is where we're going to put our messages and we're going to put our efforts and hopefully see a return. And I say return, but I mean hopefully we see an effect. So just a quick question, did it work? Did it work to like have this information when we went into the campaign? We just started getting data back last week. And remember I used NCEDS to help us figure out the cases. I figured out that the state public health lab was so generous with testing all of these cases. They actually had all of the data that they could give me my total N for all the tests that came in and also our total cases. And I didn't even have to bother the health department anymore to pull this data for me. The state lab health partner was able to pull that data. So we got the test date, or the date tested, and then we got whether it tested positive or negative. And we did this, we coded it for 13, 12, and then 14 in October. So making sure that there wasn't any season variability in that. And we found that if you take the average daily test for each of those months, there was a difference. And again, this is not, like, we have more work to do. We have so much more data to look at as we dig into this. But it was kind of neat that just having a focused effort and having using the data that exists and trying to alleviate burden with a model, electronic disease surveillance system that's capturing that data already, that you could do some really cool things. So it's, and again, the mapping helped, but again, it was so much on the effort of the health department that were out there doing the messaging. So our partners, the Granville-Vance District Health Department, they really are just doing incredible things. People Designs did the actual social marketing campaign materials, which you could see. The campaign is called Talk, Test, Protect. Lots of fun stuff to talk about there. And then our partners at DPH, the Department of Public Health in North Carolina, and the State Public Health Lab, and then our funder who made it all possible and actually did more by funding mail testing. So for the evaluation side, we're adding in all these fun confounding effects. It's good because they're testing just at a great rate right now. So yeah, email me. I have cards in the back. If there's anything that you're doing similar, like, let's talk and compare ideas. And I know Boston did something on chlamydia and was really successful with it too, and they have evaluation data, but thank you. Other questions? We definitely could pull it if they send it to the state public health lab. That's kind of the ticket. Some of the providers in the area send it to different groups, mm-hmm. and I think we could definitely do it to expand. And that would add
what that line would look like on top of your red line
to make sure
the other places that you didn't target.
Yeah, as a control. And we also talked about maybe using the Granville County as our control, and we have that data. But again, they're not incredibly similar, but geographically it was interesting. Like you talk about the stigma. We know that there are people coming from Vance County to Granville to test because they don't want to run into their mom's friend at the health clinic or maybe have their car seen in the parking lot. Thank you. And it was mapped. I didn't bring that map to show just with the time limitation, but they did. There is a map that shows the density and then breaks that apart by layers on how it averages out for a rate per 10,000 people. But yeah, that's a great question.
So are you finding something specific then by adding the geocoding beyond just there's a lot of people there?
Yeah. So there are blocks where the rate is just insane, like 75% reinfection rate in one area, which seems interesting. We don't know anything more about it. The one group that's really high, it's single-family housing, which was different. We thought it would maybe be like an apartment complex. But it's literally, there's 10 houses in that block. And we don't have any more data to look at. And it's interesting when you get back to the ethical, like, to what point do we need to know that for what we're doing? Do you have something to add? Yeah. Did you have I didn't want to. I love that point, though. It's such a good one to consider. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.